Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's come aboard.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Wednesday, boys and girls. I got one question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Well, that's all that really matters. And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, guess what? Rocket can. We'll talk baseball coming up here in a half hour from now. Jason Benetti, voice of the White Sox, also the voice of Sunday morning baseball on Peacock, is going to drop on by. He also calls college football and basketball for ESPN. But let's talk about last night's game number one in the Eastern Conference Finals. Advantage Heat. An incredible third quarter flips the script in Miami. And Miami now takes a 1-0 series lead on a night where Al Horford and Marcus Smart did not play for the Celtics. Joining us here on the show was a main contributor to two Celtics championships in 81 and 84, was the NBA Finals MVP in 81. His number is retired above the rafters at the Garden. He's a member of the Celtics radio broadcast team, and we play his drops all of the time around here because they're hysterical. Our friend Cedric Cornbread Maxwell joining us this morning on the show. Mr. Maxwell, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing? Down here in South Florida, it's about 75, going to be 87 degrees today. I am loving life.
All right. Well, last night, obviously, everything flipped in the third quarter. What did you see courtside where things got really out of sorts for the Celtics?
Wait a minute. Flipped in the third quarter. How about flipped before the game? When you found out that Marcus Smart wasn't playing.
Okay.
Then I came down in the lobby before the game, we're going to get on the bus, and Al Horford's dad said, "Did you hear what happened to Al?" I'm like, "What?" He said, "COVID." I was like, "What?" I said, so that's when the game flipped. You know, you can talk about that third quarter, but it flipped before that. I think one of the things that happened in the game was the fact that I just think the Celtics ran out of gas. I think the that Milwaukee series took a lot of life out of the Celtics for that particular game. No excuses, but they flew probably it was an hour and a half delay in Boston, 3.5 hour flight, another half hour, probably about a 5 or 6 hour flight, I mean, travel to get to the hotel. So I just don't think they really had a lot of gas.
So in the first half, they really played well despite not having Horford and Smart. How did the loss of those two guys in the third quarter show itself?
Well, I think that they showed this up because Marcus Smart, I think he's the player, defensive player of the year. So you would have had a better connection with Jimmy Butler. And I could see Marcus just kind of chomping at the bit. He couldn't even sit down over there. I was like, man, why don't you just sit down and rest the foot? But, you know, I think because you did not have him, you did not have a connection, somebody who could really just kind of slow Butler down. And I think once Butler got going, just Miami feeds off of him, his energy, and they have his swagger and they have his attitude. And when he plays like that, man, they really go well.
Do you consider Jimmy Butler a superstar?
No, I don't consider him a superstar. I consider him a star in the NBA, but I wouldn't say a superstar. I think that he has moments where he's been brilliant, but superstar status, that's where you got a handful of guys that I would give that superstar status to. You know, you leave that to LeBron and Steph Curry and guys like that, but Jimmy Butler's a very, very good player, no doubt.
Cedric Maxwell joins us this morning on the show from the Celtics radio team, getting ready for game number two after last night's 118-107 Heat win. We were talking yesterday about why this really worked well this year after the changes of the offseason. What do you think was more important to their success? That Brad Stevens moved into an executive role and could do things different than Danny, or Ime on the sidelines coaching the team a different way?
You know, I think a little bit of both. And, you know, I hate to get in the middle, but I am, because Brad Stevens did an excellent job of going upstairs. And you think about what he did, get Derek White. He was able to move some pieces around. You bring back Al Horford in the mix. You get Daniel Tice's and the insurance policy has wrapped up a bunch of guys. And then with Ime, I think that Ime's ability to challenge players, you don't see that a lot in the NBA. You know, he's out of the Greg Popovich school. So, you know, I think he had a tape one time that he played for the guys, and Broner, the fighter, has a thing where he said, anybody can get it. Well, that's the way Ime feels about his players. Anybody can get it if they're not playing well. And he's established a culture. He's established a dominance, who he is, and the way he wants to coach the team, and it's worked out well.
Do you think the Celtics would have beaten the Bucks had Chris Middleton been healthy?
Yeah, I still think that they have an excellent shot of beating the Bucks, but without Middleton, I think that the Bucks, you know, they ran out of cards to play. You know, you look at some of the games the Celtics played, essentially gave away a couple of those games. Game 5 in particular, where they were way up and then lost that game. Middleton would have been a big difference maker, but I still believe at the end of the day, the Celtics were the better team. And you know, that B word comes in when you're talking about karma, because the Milwaukee Bucks laid down on the last game of the season. They didn't want to play Brooklyn and gave the Celtics a home court advantage. So things kind of happen that way.
Mm-hmm. So do you think Brad Stevens makes for a better executive than he was as a head coach?
You know, I think that right now he's still in the learning phase. I think he likes it a lot more than coaching, because when he has a older son, that he wants to be around to see him play and different things. But I think also his mentality of being a guy who buys the groceries. Everybody said, well, Brad can't do that. Well, Brad would know this team better than anybody else, even better than Danny, because he coached him for 5-6 years. So you would know your weaknesses a lot better. I mean, essentially, say you're going to, you know, you go to the store to buy groceries and your wife goes to the store. She's the cook. Well, you ain't going to know what the hell to get. You might get some eggs, but you might not get salt. You might not get paprika. She'll know what to do. She's the cook in the kitchen.
Cedric Maxwell putting it well here on the DA show on CBS Sports Radio. So what have you seen up close from Jason Tatum that, despite last night's difficult second half, has helped him ascend to that next level?
Confidence is always amazing when you play like that. And I think the biggest thing about Jason Tatum to me is when he puts his imprint on a game. You know, I saw him game 3 versus the Bucks. He really didn't score. But what bothered me was he didn't rebound the ball or he didn't get any assists in that game. And I played with a bunch of great players, Larry Bird in particular. He might not shoot the ball well on a particular night, but he was going to put his imprint on the game with rebounds, with assists, and maybe even steals. So Jason Tatum has to be more consistent of putting his fingerprint on a game when he plays.
I saw you compare Larry Bird to Luka, and you played with Larry, and you know the greatness of Larry, and now we're seeing the greatness of Luka. Some would say, boy, that's blasphemy. Luka's only 23 years old, but why do you think that comparison is valid?
I think we need to find out where Larry Bird is, because that might actually be Luka. I mean, that he might be in that body. Yeah. Have you seen Larry Bird out lately? I mean, Luka does the same things that Larry does at a younger age. I mean, the dominance on the offensive end is scary, because you think, and I remember guarding Larry the first time. I was like, this old white guy can't beat me. Oh, well, God had a funny way of showing me that day, like, oh, you know what? This white guy can play. And I think that if you look at Luka, everybody who watches him thinks like, hey, I can guard that guy because he's slow, he's methodical. But then you get out on the court, and he beats everybody who's out there going against him. What I look at when I say great rebounder, I think great shooter, amazing range. And I think that when I talk about Larry Bird, Luka lives for the moment. Larry's biggest attribute or his biggest talent, he wanted to send the opposing team, he wanted to send the fans home crying. And that's what Luka looks like. You see when he takes a shot? He doesn't even look at the other. He doesn't look at the players. He's looking over in the stands, like, "Damn, I know you like that, did you?" You know, I mean, the way he did that thing when you watched him in Phoenix was absolutely a stat. It was brutal to watch him the way he went at some of those Phoenix Suns players.
I got a Larry Bird story for you. You know them all, obviously. You live them all, but this one happened after you had left the Celtics back in high school. Sean Kemp had broken all of Larry Bird's high school scoring records. So
okay. They
play in the first, I think it's December of Sean Kemp's rookie year, and Larry Bird goes up to Sean Kemp and says, so you're the kid that broke all my records at Indiana, huh? At Indiana State High School. He's like, yeah, I guess so. He's like, well, I got something for you. I'm going to show you something. And Sean Kemp's like, what does he mean? He proceeds to drop 40, 10, and 11 on Sean Kemp and calls every shot. And Sean Kemp is humiliated that entire day. He just told this story not long ago on a podcast, and I was dying laughing at this. Did you ever hear that one?
Oh, I never heard that one, but I was beside Larry Bird one day, and it was the great Pete Maravich was with us at the end of his career. And Pete and Larry on the court at the same time. I'm out there. Pete passes the ball to Larry. Pete's man runs down and double teams Larry. Larry forces up a shot. Somehow we get a timeout. And we come to the bench, and Pete's over there. Pete said, Larry, you got to pass the ball, man. They're double teaming you. He looks up at Pete and goes, if you were any damn good, they wouldn't be double teaming me. I was like, damn. you can't talk to another legend like that. But Larry, that was his way. He was brutal. He was to the point, and he was a guy who wanted to win. So I understood that, you know, sitting right there, that, you know what, nothing was off limits with Larry Bird in those situations.
Oh man, that's good.
I mean, I used to love it because he would say, they put some guy on him, and I want to say, might have been Kelly Tripucka or something. And he said, and this could be as racist as it can be. But he said, why the hell would you let a damn white boy guard me? I was like, good God almighty, you can't say that. It's embarrassing. So Larry had his way, man, of making a point. There are 1,000 Larry stories, but you know what? They'll live on, and they grow bigger and bigger.
No question. Cedric Maxwell, part of the radio team of the Boston Celtics down in Miami, getting set for game number 2 after last night. Max, it's always awesome to catch up, brother. Thanks so much for doing it with us this morning. Enjoy a day on South Beach.
I will do that. I'm too old to be going to South Beach. I'll be right at the Four Seasons Hotel in a cabana chilling.
That'll work, too. Enjoy it. Okay.
All right.
See you. Cedric Maxwell joining us this morning on the show. That was awesome to have him join us to talk a little Celtics and Heat, but also Larry stories. Always awesome. When we come back, we're going to do a little baseball with Jason Benetti. He is the voice of the Chicago White Sox and I'll say this before he comes on so that he doesn't think I'm just glossing him because he's on. I think Jason Benetti is one of the 3 to 4 best baseball play-by-play guys in America. And I think at some point in time, he's likely to become everybody's favorite baseball broadcaster. He's now doing this Sunday morning Peacock package, which I think first pitch is 11:30, if I'm not mistaken.
Some 11:30, some noons.
Some 11:30, some noons. And so you're going to get more of his baseball. He already does college football and basketball for ESPN, but his baseball is so ridiculously good, and it fits that window so well. Early morning, you pop on baseball, national game of the week. I think he's just, if you have Peacock and you like sports, or if you like baseball, you should get Peacock because he just does an amazing job. He's going to join us coming up next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm handing the waiter, the waitress, a 32-ounce Yeti, and they're bringing it back full with whatever I asked for.
Oh, because it's all-inclusive. They just fill up whatever you give them.
Exactly.
Wowie.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
21 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. I got two big announcements. Next week is PGP 400. That's right, a milestone event here on the DA Show. The show about the show within the show, the podcast about the radio show, the PGP, hits 400 episodes. And we're going back over the best moments in podcast history, not the show, the PGP's history. And then we're going to do a memorial show with all these great moments. So we've got a submission form to send us your favorite moments. And on the submission form, there's 2 links. One for all of the archive of radio episodes, then also the archive of YouTube episodes as well, because early on, I think the first 75 episodes or so are also on YouTube. So I will tweet that out. We'll also tweet that out on CBS Sports Radio's Twitter account. We'll also post it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheDAShow. It's also on our website, cbssportsradio.com. Find it, submit. We're going to collect your submissions and then next week unveil PGP 400. That's the first biggie. The second biggie is we have our official date of the Bob's Bar episode.
Hey, welcome. I'm Bob.
As we move forward, we'll announce some of the pomp and circumstance, some of the celebrity guests that we'll have there.
Come on in. This is my bar.
But the date has been set coming up the Friday after Memorial Day. So 2 weeks from Friday, June the 3rd, be here for Bob's Bar Day. It's now become a tradition unlike any other where we go out and do the show live from Mraz's dad's backyard bar.
On my face!
It is the official or unofficial start to the summer. Last year, we were paying off bets where Mraz was wearing a Ben Franklin outfit and getting dodgeballs pounded on him as we dumped clam chowder over his head.
Ow!
This year, Connor Green will pay off his bet of being a human form of frozen pizza. We're going to put him in a baby tub and dump dough on his head and tomato sauce and cheese and maybe some toppings as well. Let him sit and marinate in his own filth for losing the pick segment as we're on the air. To be laughed at and mocked by everybody, this is what Mraz would want.
Yes. If I may interject.
And you may.
Go get him, Connor!
Because I still, as I've said on the air, off the air, on the PGP, I still don't understand what Sean is going to get out of you and I faking disappointment in a Connor Green Canadian bacon.
But that's also part of this.
What if we somehow combine the two and Connor needs to be reading a Canadian bacon script while we're making him into a frozen pizza?
Would that?
Nope.
Fulfill?
Nope. Two separate things.
You want two separate things.
Two separate things.
Okay. Look,
he's
You won the bet.
Yeah,
you
that's
get
fine.
Choose.
Yeah, maybe if you guys are a little more, you know, with the oinks, maybe they were a little better, I'd think twice. But no, we're getting two separate things.
That's definitely, he's bitter.
Okay, all right. Hey, we can do whatever you want to do. It would make it very funny visually to have him naked in a baby pool with tomato sauce on his head doing Canadian bacon.
Right.
Well, I mean, he's allowed to do this as long as you guys are still ridiculing him. The ridicule isn't him covered in sauce.
No, we have to criticize his Canadian bacon and mock it.
But that might be actual ridicule as opposed to DA and I making up a critique.
No, verbally, because you guys have faked it enough with me knocking fake fakes. You're going to do this with Connor now.
It's better.
Okay, pretty meta.
Sure, okay.
But we can,
and incorrect.
We can engineer this. Well, so we'll see. But this is going to be June the 3rd on Friday morning. You have to listen to that show. The episode last year was one of the most chaotic, ridiculous episodes we've ever had. That is saying something. My question is, have you posed to Bob the Deli Man whether the Bob's Bar show on Friday, June 3rd is open to the public?
Yes. Yes. He said, as long as nobody robs and pillages the house, then yes.
So if there are listeners in the greater New York City area that day.
Hey, look, Moist Pork wants to get in a car from Baltimore. Tommy Topsman down from Connecticut. DJ Tommy D, you know, wants to spin the ones and twos in and out of break. I mean, maybe see if he's an actual DJ. Any of these people. Let's go.
Okay.
It's your chance.
So here is your bat signal. We're putting up the pig snout.
Hurricane Jen wants to ride a horse down from Albany. Let's go.
We now have confirmation. You have the green light. If you'd like to attend the Bob's Bar remote, the Bob's Bar broadcast, Friday, June the 3rd, between 6 and 10 a.m. I don't know if there's going to be an admission fee. I don't know when gates open, but you are welcome to come watch the show. And meet Mraz's family and eat Bob the Deli Man's hamburgers.
It's like an amphitheater. There's actual seats and there's lawn seating as well. I'm not sure about RV parking, but you got to get here. We're not providing travel or lodging or anything like that.
We don't provide anything.
Nope.
And both of my daughters will be there. We'll try to get the youngest now to also eat dog throw-up meatballs.
God. And there'll be neighbors around the corner all irritated.
I will
say
this.
Special guests, the whole thing.
We'll have special guests. If you do attend as a listener of the show, you're more than welcome
We'll treat you like family, but be prepared to contribute something. Like any good party, bring something. Bring some beer, bring some food, bring some chips, something like that. Bring some cookies, maybe Entenmann donuts because Mraz loves them. Bring something. If you do, you're more than welcome. You know, don't be a Schwartz. Don't come just to grub.
He may come and just grub the stuff that you brought.
Yeah. Hey, welcome. I'm Bob.
Have all of your stuff eaten by a celebrity like Schwartz. But now we know. June the 3rd, 2 weeks from Friday, the doors are open. General admission, lawn seating available at Bob's Bar by, not the Bay, that's Bob's Bar by
this
the,
is just
the Turnpike.
Yeah, this is just Bob's Bar.
In Babylon.
This is the original establishment.
The original Bob's Bar. Yeah.
This is facts.
I'm not going to give out street names yet. You DM us, we'll tell you how to get there.
I feel bad that P has to stay back here in the studio again for this show.
Silverman's running operations with us.
Yeah, right. That's not happening.
Pete somehow got three people to cover for him that day to make sure all bets
are off. We will have a crew back here, and I will be out at Bob's Bar.
Doing what?
I will be handing reads. I'll be mingling.
Mingling. Not working.
Ushering people in.
That's right.
And by the way, who am I? I'm not doing anything either.
That's right.
Someone's covering me back here, too.
What do you mean? I'm going to do updates?
I'm going to do updates for this show, yes, but not the rest of my day. Thankfully, I'm not going to be anchoring. Amazing. Imagine I was doing 880 updates at 120 in the middle of your dad's backyard. Very serious. Out of like the latest
guys,
baby food shortage
note. Yeah. Get Fireman Ed like the JETS champ.
Thanks, Linda. Yeah.
Offense at work. Wearing hard hats. Jumbotron. We should have Pete being a bellhop or the valet out front. If you come and drive all the
parks,
I'm not parking cars.
Peter, park
get lost
cars.
That. No way.
That would be great. I am just not... have Kaplan watch him parallel park all the cars.
No chance. I am no chance on parking a car.
Yeah, we'll get you a little hat. We'll put a camera on the front so we can.
Oh, that'd be great.
Pete Eye View.
I'll take tickets, but I'm not parking cars. I have some class, please.
Bilotti vision.
Pete might have to. Maybe Pete's the bartender.
I like the idea, though, of Pete checking tickets. Like, if you have a counterfeit ticket.
I'll sign tickets. I'll sign them.
He's scanning all the tickets.
They'll be more worthless than they were before they got in.
That's right.
He can be literally at the gate and ignore the knocks like he ignores the phone calls in the morning on the show.
There you go. Everyone stays outside. All the food for us.
All right. That is 2 weeks from Friday, June the 3rd, the Bob's Bar Show. AB has headlines.
And they are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. Insured a lot of things, so bundle today at progressive.com. Jimmy Butler keeps getting five oinks from Eric Spoelstra.
Every time and pocket in the game when we needed to control, you know, the game or get the right shot or make the right decision, Jimmy had his fingerprints on that.
In particular, Butler scored 17 in the third while the Heat held all the Celtics to 14. They won the quarter by 25 to turn a 13-point first half hole into a 118-107 win to start the Eastern Conference final. Butler finishing with 41 points, 9 boards, 5 assists, 4 blocks, 3 steals. That's the most of each of those combined in a playoff game ever.
Wow.
The Western Conference final begins tonight. Most are calling it the second round of the NHL playoffs. It began last night with the Lightning downing the Panthers 4-1, then the Avalanche outlasted the Blues 3-2 in overtime. In their opener, Josh Manson, a serial scorer of OT enders. And in the latest example of why DA should be hosting Canadian Bacon and maybe replacing Liam McHugh in the TNT studio, as I sat down for this update, he exclaimed, "Ooh, Leafs are cleaning house." Just said, bottom of the screen, that GM and coach are not coming back. However, while cleaning house might make sense after their latest playoff disappointment, I believe the not that you read was actually not on the screen, because as far as I can see, and as of last night, Brendan Shanahan said that Kyle Dubas and Sheldon Keefe were keeping their job. Mm. So I think everyone is safe in Toronto. And we can go back to reading from Mike Modano on the Dallas Stars.
I guess I read it wrong.
One last check of the AL East. The Yankees did lower their magic number to 121 with last night's 5-4 win in Baltimore. Two more homers and 3 RBI for Aaron Judge. DA?
the bottom line looked at me. You read me wrong?
Jack's face.
Our next guest is the play-by-play voice of White Sox on television. He calls college football, college basketball for ESPN, and he is the voice now of the morning baseball package on the Peacock Network. Joining us this morning on the program, our friend Jason Benetti. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, DA. Do I gather from that update that your knowledge of hockey stopped at like NHL 94 on one of three video game systems?
That is painfully accurate, Jason Benetti. Painfully accurate. I didn't know the Stars had changed their jersey as of 2006 by last fall.
Isn't it amazing? You look and you're like, wait, it's like, you're like, Doug Gilmore is a coach now? Like, isn't he a center?
Exactly. So we've been talking about how cool that baseball package is on Sunday mornings, and you're getting a chance to call with multiple rotating analysts, and it's on the Peacock Network, so NBC owns that, so it's a chance for NBC to get back into the baseball game for the first time since 2000. How has it been to start off the season first month and a half?
Oh, it's so fun. I mean, I'm enjoying it so much to have the challenge and the fun of going and working with new people every week. I mean, sometimes it's like literally I don't meet them until the day before or the day of. And to me, it's best encapsulated by the guy we had last week, Mark Sweeney, who does games for the Padres. He said during the game, he was like a pinch hitter extraordinaire, second all time in pinch hit RBIs. And he said, you know, I played for a bunch of different teams, but that gave me the opportunity to learn from a lot of different guys. And for me, I feel like I'm being traded every week. And I like that. Because you get to hear baseball from so many different people. And Andrew Jones was one of our analysts last week, and he had never done a game before, but he had some really insightful stuff to say about playing center field and things like that. And I think it's a great service to the fans, because you always have people in the booth on a national show who really intimately know the team. And it's good fun. And for me, you know, I really do enjoy meeting new people at this point in life. And I think it's a joy to get to work with somebody new every week. And by the way, like, if somebody was really, really bad, and that's not going to happen, you get them for nine innings and you move on, right? Like, there's no problem.
There's also something I think that's just very pure and very cool about a Sunday morning baseball game, 11:30 a.m. or noon on the East Coast, and having that as a nationally viewed game. You know, we've had late afternoon nationally viewed games. Sunday night baseball's been an institution, but now baseball early on a network like Peacock just feels right. How is it getting ready to get to the ballpark that early and getting up for a game that's played in the AM?
You know, it's funny. We have the open to the show is narrated by Vin Scully every week, and one of the first images you see is somebody smacking an alarm clock.
Yeah.
And they should have just come into my hotel room and gotten footage of me whacking my phone at 6:15 in the morning. Once the game gets going, it's really, really fun. And honestly, it's, you know, I know some people are like, well, it's kind of early. And I got a couple tweets like, oh, if I would have remembered, I would have woken up earlier and things like that. But it's actually players and managers to a man like to reminisce about their days playing Little League baseball. And I think this feels a little bit like Little League. I mean, the first week we had the Red Sox and the White Sox. And I had asked Alex Cora about his Little League days, and I didn't know this, but Alex's dad founded the Little League in Caguas, where he grew up, where wow. He and Joey grew up. And Alex was like, yeah, we used to wake up at 8 o'clock, go to the field by 9, and just be there all day. And this sort of has that feel of like, okay, time to wake up, get your stuff, and go watch a bunch of games at the Little League field. So it's been actually very nostalgic for a lot of people, and I kind of get that sense, because I had that sense in 2020 when Major League Baseball teams were doing those summer camps with their players, and they would play like intra-squad games in the morning, and it just felt like guys messing around like they're playing Little League, and I think we need more of that.
Mm, Jason Benetti joins us. He's the voice of the Sunday morning package for Peacock. Check it out. It is very cool. Major League Baseball early in the morning for the early window, and he does an amazing job with it. He's also the TV voice of the Chicago White Sox. And the White Sox had big expectations coming out of last year. This year, though, a little up and down first month plus of the season, just at .500. What are they struggling with right now to get their head above water?
Yeah, it's oddly offense. You know, this team, in terms of runs per game, they're like, I think it's like sixth worst in baseball right now. They lost 2-1 in game two of a doubleheader yesterday to Kansas City. The home run ball just hasn't been there as much as you'd want it to, even though the numbers are similar to last year early in the year. The team's just not walking enough. I know that's been an emphasis for the coaching staff as well. The pitching's been really good. I mean, they had a kid come up from AAA yesterday named Davis Martin. And if anybody ever tells you never to trust somebody with two last names, don't do that anymore. Or two first names even. You could have Davis Martin is the rare two last name, two first name situation. And I think, great, five innings, one run ball in his major league debut. So, you know, that whole axiom is wrong now. But they've been getting really good pitching, right? Dylan Cease is an ace. He looks like a possible Cy Young candidate. Lucas Giolito, when he's been healthy, and he was just on the COVID IL, but when he's been healthy, he's been really good. When they get Lance Lynn back, that'll be a boost as well. But, you know, they're playing really rough defense right now, too. They're one of the worst defensive metric team in Major League Baseball. And so I think, you know, part of it is the injuries have kind of shackled them with the lineup, but also the gaps, like, you know, power at the bottom of the lineup and the defense have been issues all year long.
Do you think the tweaks that baseball wants to make to the rules will end up having the intended effect? They want to put a pitch clock in. They want to widen the bases. They want more action. They want to prevent shifting defensively. Do you think that will have the intended help that the sport wants for offense?
Mixed bag on those. The pitch clock will. The pitch clock will make it a better viewing experience for the public. I'm almost certain of that. The way that shaved down game times and really kept the pace of the game in the minors, I think we need it right now. I really do. And I didn't think that 5 years ago, but based on the research I've seen, I think we need it right now. The shifting is stupid to me. I mean, if I'm being honest, like, okay, so you're saying, if you're Major League Baseball, and I know they have their reasons for it, you're saying, well, now you're going to just have more base hits. But the thing is, people aren't going to aim for those base hits. Like, power hitters get shifted because everybody knows they're not going to take singles because they get paid on slugging percentage at this point. I know some people still think, like, hitters get paid on batting average. Joey Gallo doesn't care what his batting average is. For the most part, he cares about his slugging percentage. He cares about his weighted runs created plus. He cares about what value he's bringing as a power hitter. So I just don't think banning the shift is going to change swing paths at all. I think it's going to end up with more hits, but it's not going to be something that changes the whole timber of the game. Guys are going to still be swinging for home runs. Because last I checked, when you hit a home run, you score. When you hit a single, you don't.
Jason Benetti joins us this morning here on the show. Now, you're a great baseball play-by-play guy, and you developed your craft in the minors for many, many years. And we recently had a play-by-play voice who's become somewhat a viral sensation, Joey Zanaboni, who's with the Fred Nats, the Fredericksburg Nationals, join us here on the show. Well, we want to play for you a Fred Nats call from Joey Zanaboni. I want to see what you think, if this is up your alley or maybe too much mustard on the hot dog.
2-2 to VP. And he sends one high, deep here, right field! Could it be? Get out of town! Lock it, cock it, rock it, we suck it! El Vice Presidente! Read a Dostoyevsky novel in a scented candle kiosk. Let's get lit!
Now, if you didn't catch it the first time around, read a Dostoevsky novel in a scented candle kiosk. Then he says, let's get lit. That's the two types of lit right there. That is literature and a lit candle. What do you think about that call?
So I love that I read the story in The Athletic, and I love that he writes poetry and he's an English lit major. Like, I think we need more people like that doing games. I think it's fantastic. And I'm never going to tell somebody not to be their own self and not to be creative. I just thought Sam Kinison had passed away in 1992.
Let's get lit!
I love the language of it. I really, really, really do. And if, like, he ever asked me for advice, I would say, like, keep all the creative stuff. I just don't need you to, like, Augustus Gloom swallow the microphone.
So you'd say, just take the screaming down from a 10 to like a 5 or a 6?
That's what I would say. But I think like there's room for somebody with that level of creativity in calling baseball. Like, I think it's awesome what he says on home runs. I think it's amazing. Again, though, like, there is a Sam Kinison flavor to it, right? Like, there's a little Sam Kinison going on there. And I think, like, you don't have to be all of that. It is a little Bobcat Goldthwait, too, I feel like.
Right. So screaming comics of the early 90s is kind of where Zanaboni is right now.
Yeah, but I love, again, like, I love it. I'm not going to criticize somebody for being different because I think we need more of that. Like, there are too many generic announcers, I think. And so, like, I'm totally down with it. I just think he really does sound like Sam Kinison, though. Like, even the build to the payoff, it's very much, like, if I ever talked to him and he said, I've never heard Sam Kinison before, I'd say, garbage, yes, you have.
Check out the Peacock Network for your Sunday morning baseball. Jason Benetti is the voice of it. It's such a cool package. Also, if you whip around for MLB TV, you can watch White Sox games with Jason on them as well. JB, always awesome to catch up, my man. Thanks so much. Can't wait to hear your next call.
DA, thank you. Enjoy NHL 94 on Sega Genesis.
Thanks, Jason Benetti, joining us this morning on the show. When we come back, advanced analytics and epic fail. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Mraz did not like the grade of 3.5 links today.
What I am is a Frito-eating fat slob from Long Island. What I'm not is a pop sensation. So when you want me singing, you're going to get Frito slob from Long Island singing power. And you like it or you take it. Don't grade me down because, well, I didn't understand the song. I mean, come on.
They got the power. Power.
I mean, that's not the same song. It's not even close. The only insult is you insulting Snap.
It is close.
If any of them are still around, they're pissed this morning.
I am not Snap. I have never been talented enough to be in Snap.
Pop, nothing.
I'm Canadian bacon. I'm the oink guy.
Oh, Pete's the oink guy.
Get a load of this.
That's right. Give me a damn full oink. How can you defend saying in the middle of a script of highlights, being the guy that delivers the news of the hockey highlights? What night is tonight? What's tomorrow?
I agree. That's why it wasn't a five-oinker.
Indefensible.
That was not a five-oinker because I screwed that up. You think I'm not punishing myself because I screwed that up? But the writing was good other than that.
And he's with those jeans with his big fat ass all tight in them like that.
I just misread it. I'm not asking for five freaking oinks here. What I'm asking for is a little bit of respect on some of the actual writing I got right.
You missed the Duclair. Anthony Duclair to 1-0 lead.
I missed that.
You miss it. Why are we not focused on that? Instead, what power sounds like? Why am I doing this? If it's going to come down to one stupid song or one stupid joke, why even do the little details? Why am I typing a script like this?
Power,
why am I doing
power.
This in the morning?
I mean, we've heard this guy speak.
Why? I might as well just pick a song and go, you know what? Either going to like the song or not, and that's how many freaking likes I'm going to get.
Power.
You
power.
Totally missed the other good stuff. It's you're a class half-empty jerk.
Dum, da da dun, dun.
Selfish pig.
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 sitting there all day. Mother-in-law's over. Won't talk to her. Won't talk to my wife because I need my voice for Canadian Bacon. I got to sing, honey. I got to sing, honey. Then I sing. That sounds nothing like it. Yeah, no crap. I'm not in sync. They've got the power. Power. Freaking losers.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Oh, man. The meltdown's even better than the bacon. The DA Show question of the morning. Now that Tom Brady's producing his own series of roasts called Groat. Roasts of the goats. That's so bad. And he's going to be roasted in the first episode. Do you think he will allow roast jokes about his Botox? 52% say no, although 48% say yes, which I'd be surprised. Now, research tells us that a Botox injection takes about 15 minutes. Botox may help with depression. Studies have shown that Botox muscles may interrupt the feedback that facial muscles send to the brain. And, interestingly, the Elias Sports Bureau tells us, the Bayou Bear named his firstborn Bo, but his middle name is not Tox.
Hard-hitting analytics right there.
I see a lot of people wondering, are the D'Aliens invited to Bob's Bar's show? And the answer is an affirmative yes. Yes. We have opened up the gates this year to the listeners. Now, we don't expect many to make the trek to the backyard of Mraz's dad's house. But if there's a smattering of you that would like to show up to watch the Bob's Bar show, it's going to be Friday, June the 3rd. And gates will open at approximately 5:45 so that you can bum rush the bar.
Yeah, it'll be there at 5:57.
The bar. To get your seat at the bar.
His address is?
Just keep in mind that the Bayou Bear will take up 3 of those bar seats, so plan to bring your own lawn furniture. Maybe a blanket to sit on. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Pete the Body Bellotti on the Wheels of Steel and audio director. Andrew Bogish on your headlines. Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA. Be good. Be good to one another. See you tomorrow. The Mothership disconnects.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.